This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 18, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperatures in the upper 40s. Beverly's first marijuana dispensary is set to open sometime in March. Paul Layton of the Salem News is reporting that MariMed will be operating the store at 13 Enon Street, and it will be called Panacea Wellness. The store will be located in a shopping plaza near the North Beverly train station. Several Lynn-based organizations will be conducting a census later this month to collect data on homelessness in the city. According to the Daily Item, the Lynn Continuum of Care, a group of organizations with the goal of ending homelessness, will be conducting the survey and report the results to better inform the city on housing needs for the city of Lynn. Newburyport will be resuming the dredging work off Plum Island. Mayor Sean Reardon explains the ongoing project.
You know, we've talked about this. This is a vital program, a project that we needed to get started out on Plum Island. This was, you know, many years in the making. It couldn't happen last year. We got it to happen this year. We have H&L Contracting doing the work. They came in. They really went quickly through the 9-foot channel, put about 10% of the sand that we're going to place at Reservation Terrace, and then production kind of stopped. So we're looking to get this project up and running again. And this was a combination of they were waiting for some equipment for their big dredge that they brought in, the 221-foot dredge, but they also had another project that they were working on too. So anyways, the workers will be coming back. The dredge looks like it's ready to go, and they were eyeing this weekend, January 14th, for that work to start back up. So it might not happen right on January 14th, but in the next few days, that dredge should get going. And we have 90% of the sand to put back out there. So that is really great news, because it's going to give the protection that we need for a lot of those homes on 73rd, 75th, and 77th Street. So we really need to get that project back up and running.
Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon speaking last week on his Mayor's Corner program. And a Sunday afternoon fire in Middleton destroyed a home on Bixby Avenue, not far from the Market Basketball Plaza. According to the Salem News, the fire was started by a pellet stove. Sports is next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. The Bruins play at the Islanders tonight. The Celtics will host the Warriors on Thursday. Local high school basketball from last night. Beverly tops Salem 74-40. Beverly coach Matt Karakoudis was pleased with his team's play.
Well, I think this is probably only the second game all year that we've played a complete game. Played four full good quarters. Just this game in Andover, really. We've been very inconsistent. You know, and that's one of the big things we've been talking about as a team, is trying to bring back some consistency. And it's difficult because we have a lot of guys injured, coming in, coming out, coming back. Now we have finally our full team for the last couple games. So we're starting to play up to our capabilities. And tonight, I think, just showed how we should play and how we're capable of playing.
Beverly boys basketball coach Matt Karakoudis. Elsewhere in North Shore basketball last night, winners included Marblehead over Masco, Saugus beat Danvers, Winthrop over Swampscott, 60-57. Gloucester beat Pentucket and St. John's Prep over Xaverian, 57-39. Mike O'Brien with 20 points, leading the Eagles. This programming note, the North Shore Sports Desk shows will post tomorrow here on the website. That's the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows with Nick and Nick here on the website. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.